This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're going to talk about things you probably don't want your nan to hear.
The other day, Dan and I had a meeting, and we came out of the meeting and Dan messaged our Facebook group saying that the lady in the meeting had been bumming us so hard, our arses were raw and bleeding. That is an exact quote. Dan, that's gross.
Why is that gross?
You can't write. I don't know. It's disgusting. It's the same as the stickers. I'm bumming a gay and a non-gay. I just don't think it's appropriate for you to be using language like that. Is it because you've been hanging out with me, or is it just something you would have said anyway?
What should I have said then?
Oh, meeting was great.
It doesn't get it across though, does it?
What, as well as saying
that our collective ass was red raw
from how hard they bummed us?
Yeah.
It's just,
it really gets across the point better than, oh, it was a great meeting though, don't you think?
I mean, it's much more descriptive, but can't you think of a different description? Can't you say, oh, the meeting was so great?
But exactly, you're already struggling. You're struggling because you know that that's the best way of...
Yeah, because all I can think about is the need to rub anisole on your asshole because it's so sore.
Do you never say that?
I mean, do you think it would be appropriate
if I... You definitely say things like that.
I definitely don't. I would never say that. Probably because that's actually happened to me IRL, and therefore it would be a weird thing to say about a meeting.
Welcome to a gay and a non-gay.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. This episode is supported by Emerald Life.
Last week we were talking about Paula. Her name has been changed to protect her identity. And I thought it might be quite fun to talk about my first boyfriend.
Yes.
I don't know if this story is interesting or not. Okay. This actually caused me issues recently. This relationship just caused me an issue with the guy I'm dating.
Really?
How crazy is that? Yeah. So you said, oh, the past doesn't matter. But it absolutely does, because I had a real anxiety about something the guy I'm seeing said to me the other day. And I thought about it and sat on it for days. And then I realized where it had come from. And it had come from this relationship. And I'd met him because he had been going out secretly with another guy from school that was secretly gay. So he was quite vicious, actually. And if he listens, I would love that, because he should know what a douchebag he was. He emailed me out of the blue to my Hotmail and was like, hey, I got your email from going through Justin's emails and I see your friends.
Right.
I was going out with him. You should know that. Like, he kind of outed Justin to me, which is terrible. You should never do that. So he was like, let's meet. I don't know why we met, but we ended up meeting. So I met him in McDonald's because it's a safe space. There's loads of people around.
Right.
Because that's where you'd meet a stranger from the internet, isn't it? He had like floppy boy band hair. I don't know. I felt like immediately in love with him. And we hung out a lot. And I guess there was something in the fact that it was a secret from my other friend. It was quite bad because I was kind of now dating his ex-boyfriend that he hadn't told me about because he wasn't out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was going on for ages. I don't know how long we were together. Probably not that long in the great scheme of things. I'm now speaking really fast. We probably weren't together that long. But actually, he was the first person that I'd kissed or anything at all. Then, here's the tea. He's going on holiday for a week, and he says to me, I think we should break up whilst I'm on holiday so I can sleep with other guys.
Right.
And so that you can do the same.
And what?
Well, like, devastated. I was, like, really heartbroken, because that's not what you see in films, is it? You don't get that in Aladdin. And that's all I'd seen of love. So I was really confused, and it really hurt me.
Then what happened? That was the end of it?
Yeah, I broke up with him.
Okay.
Because I was so hurt by that. There is more to this story. But anyway, then, so recently the guy I'm seeing, he was going on holiday, and he said, just so you know, while I'm away, I'm not ignoring you if I go quiet. I'm just, like,
seeing
on holiday and stuff.
Right.
And I don't know, I guess it just manifested, and I started thinking, oh my God, he's going to break up with me. He wants to sleep with other guys while he's on holiday. This and that. So I didn't message him for like 2 days. He didn't message me either. And then eventually I told him this story just out of the blue. I just was like, this happened when I was younger. And he said to me, oh, I only said it to you, the thing about ignoring you, because I had an ex have like a massive go at me when I went on holiday because I didn't reply for a couple of hours and he broke up with me. So his anxiety and my anxiety both hit each other in the middle.
Right.
It was kind of just really nice to kind of talk about it openly and work out what it was bothering both of us and why we'd miscommunicated something.
Right.
Because I don't care if he's on holiday and he doesn't reply to me. I'm not that crazy.
Well, like, you would. After a while, you'd be like...
Oh, like, if it wasn't, like, in the same day or, like, over 24 hours or something, I'd be like, okay, this guy's not into me. But I'd never make a demand on someone to message me. Anyway, so is interesting just how the past can affect you without you really realizing. So do you want to know what happened next with Jamie?
Yes.
You clearly don't.
No, I do.
Let's take an ad break, guys. Did you know that if you and your friends are going on holiday together, you can take out Emerald Life Travel Insurance and take out one policy for all of you? So if you're going on holiday and dumping your ex-boyfriend to have sex with loads of other people instead, check out emeraldlife.co.uk.
We can't sell Emerald Life Insurance as part of some sort of weird vendetta you've got from 15 years ago.
Shut up, Dan. Visit emeraldlife.co.uk for travel insurance that helps you take off and cheat on your boyfriend.
Shade.
So we broke up. And he then, weirdly, recommended that I get with this new guy. So he was like, meet my friend, John. So I met this guy called John. And John and I started going out. And then we were going out for like, I have no idea how long, a couple of months. And it turned out John was cheating on me with Jamie.
I see.
So this Jamie guy had made me get with John.
This is all very Jeremy Kyle, isn't it?
So I would like fall in love with John. And all the time he was sleeping with him.
So it's like a love triangle.
It was really horrible, actually. And I found out at a party, we were all at a house party together. And then I think Jamie, like, spitefully told me in this really spiteful way. He was like, obviously this kid had problems, right, to be doing that to someone.
Yeah.
At such a young age as well. Anyway, my mum didn't know I was gay at this point, and I had to phone her to, like, get out of where I was. So I phoned her up, and obviously I was really upset. And I couldn't tell her why I was upset. And it was horrible. And it was raining. And the church bells were ringing. And I felt like it was like an episode of EastEnders or something. After I found out, I left the house, obviously. So anyway, Mum came and picked me up. And I couldn't explain all the way home what had happened. But it did then lead to me coming out because I was so upset. And I couldn't tell my mum. And I told my sister already in an email that I was gay. So I just told my sister, can you tell Mum for me? Because I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
So then my sister told my mum. So I kind of chickened out of coming out to my mum. That's bad, isn't it?
Not really.
I think it is.
You just did it the long way around. Well, you've done it via a third party, but...
Yeah, but then I feel bad. It's not for me to then say to people how to come out, is it? Like, oh, you know, I can't be a role model for
coming out. Well, everyone's got their own... Everything is in context, isn't it? So it's...
I feel very upset about that.
Okay.
Do you think that has any... bearing on how I conduct relationships now? The fact that first two relationships were like that.
Probably. I went on a date with a girl that was so bad that it gave me a warped idea of all sorts of things. Firstly, I thought that all girls were exactly like this for years, which is a ridiculous thing to assume, isn't it?
Like what?
This is mad to say out loud. This girl was so boring and moody and had nothing to say about anything or anything interesting to say ever that I literally thought that all girls were like that. I just thought that all girls for years were just had nothing to say and were boring and unexcitable and like shit that goes down when you're like that age can totally like...
Totally. It's manifesting itself constantly in your life, but you don't even know it's there. That's why I think therapy is really important.
Yeah.
And owning your truth as well, to an extent. Because if you say these things out loud, you take their power away.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how it feels for me. But what is this girl? Why was this girl? I thought you were going to say something significant, but
like
this poor girl, you just called her boring. Why was she boring? Do you think she was nervous or something?
No, she was just like... You know the type. It doesn't just apply to girls. It's, you know,
do
just had nothing to say, and it wasn't because she was nervous. She was just like moody and miserable. And she's I have seen her for years, but the last time I saw her, she was like that. Although that's getting on quite a long time ago.
Well, maybe she just didn't fancy you.
I doubt it.
That is such a bro thing to say. I doubt it. I was just thinking, despite how harmful and sad those stories are, I have fond memories of maybe not being with them. But certainly of being with Justin, my friend, we're still friends.
Yeah.
And like walking on the beach and talking about feelings when you're first coming out. I have like fond memories of those times in a way. Like of finding who I was.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Because when you're like a teenager, you feel so important. You feel like your whole world is so important. You feel like your whole world is so important. Like you're the... Everything revolves around you, don't you?
Do you not feel like that anymore?
I do still feel like that, yeah. I do still feel like that, yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Oh, I feel quite lustful. It's really upsetting, actually, that that probably still does affect me right now because I don't trust anyone anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't have the ability to, like... I see relationships as so sexual. Like, I sexualize relationships so much.
Have you sexualized our relationship?
Have I sexualized our relationship? No.
I don't really know what that means.
No, but... I haven't. But it would be wrong for me to lie and say I'd never thought a sexual thought for you, because I think that about lots of men.
What does that mean?
It means it means that as I would say that you probably, whether you admit it or not,
oh God,
whenever you have any interaction with a woman, do you never have a sexual thought? Say a woman you work with, do you ever just randomly think at the wrong moment, oh my God, what would it be like if I slept with you?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. I can't lie and say I haven't had that thought.
Okay, well, and what thought is that?
I'm not going into it. Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because it's not a thought I've given any time to. It's just...
Yeah, no, we obviously have.
No, so not at all. It's just like happened and then gone. That's it.
Just once and once and never again? When was this thought?
Oh, ages ago. Like, a long time ago. Like, probably around episode 34.
What was that?
I don't even know.
Episode 34.
I'm not sure. That was a guess.
And how long was this thought?
Oh, like, I don't know, a second. I'm so embarrassed right now.
And you...
I am so embarrassed.
And you're thinking, what, oh, it'd be sick to bum Dan?
No! Oh my God, help me.
Well, that's basically...
Also, Dan is closer to the door right now, so I can't escape him. No. No, 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 not at all. Just like...
So what?
That would be weird. Imagine if Dan just came out and then suddenly was gay. Just that kind of thing.
Well, that's not sexual, is it?
Okay, what do you want me to tell you?
Well, just tell me the truth. Yeah.
Why?
I just want to know.
Why?
Would you stop just touching everything just to avoid answering the question?
Why do you want to know? And can you just take that back and explain that I was touching my phone,
James is just touching,
water,
yeah, he's
a
not,
chair.
Yeah, he's not like, touching himself.
Or you.
But apparently he was around episode 34.
No, I wasn't. I promise you, I've never masturbated over you.
I must have popped in.
No, I promise you, you haven't.
I bet I have.
You're probably going to now, which is horrific. No, you haven't.
I'm
going to
pop in when you're next. I must have popped in when you're like... when you want to do it, but you can't think of anyone off the top of your head.
No.
So, I was the last person you spoke to or whatever. So, definitely.
I can prove it.
Can you?
Yeah, because we've already talked about porn.
Right.
And how much I watch that.
Yeah.
So, I never have the need for you to pop into my head because I'd be watching something.
But what if you're watching porn and someone who looks like me?
That would never happen.
You see, what it totally would. Especially if you're always saying, I am this and I am that.
But you're not someone I would Google. I wouldn't Google your type.
Yeah, but stuff comes up on porn that you weren't necessarily looking for.
Right, yeah. No,
so in this case, and I hate to buy into this, but like there must have been a quote-unquote bear who looks like me who has come into your porn website of choice. Just be honest.
I am being honest.
I don't mind. Talia doesn't mind.
I am. I am being honest.
You're not.
I genuinely am. I'm being so honest.
Okay, well, I haven't
seen any porn where I've looked and thought... Oh, that looks like Dan. That's never happened. Right, this episode's over.
I know that's not true because...
How do you know that's
not
true?
Because it's involuntary, that kind of stuff. And you could be watching porn and like somebody appears who like looks like someone you work with and you're like, oh, that looks like X person.
How do you know that I haven't just watched Asian porn?
I just know
Or how do you know that I haven't only watched like Twink or...
Because I tell you what...
Old people. How do you know?
I tell you how I know, if you let me finish. Even if you're just searching for old people or whatever, DILFs is or whatever.
Right. I see you've done that search too.
Even if you're searching for like a particular genre, it doesn't take long before stuff from other genres starts creeping into your search. We all know that, right? Unless I've never looked at gay porn, right? So I would accept there's a small chance that maybe it runs on like a completely different like algorithm to the rest of us. But I just do not think that's the case.
Okay, by your argument, you've looked at MILFs before and say someone that looks like Simon's mum has come up.
Yeah, like I don't know about him and his mum in particular, but like people that you know appear, do you know what I mean? And you're like, oh my God, that is exactly like this person. That does happen. Don't tell me that doesn't happen in gay porn because it must do.
think I've ever thought.
What?
I've never noticed that. I genuinely have never gone, oh, that looks like flying. In fact, it has happened to me once. I went, oh, that looks like a guy I slept with a few weeks ago. And then I found out a couple of days later it was that guy because he'd done porn.
You're joking.
No, that like genuinely happened. Did I not tell you about this?
No.
I must have done.
No, you didn't.
I slept with this guy, and it was one of the first times I'd become a top from only being a bottom. And he said to me, oh, you're a really good top. And I was like, oh, thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. Why am I saying mate? It's because I'm with you. I'm trying to like lad myself up. So I was like, oh, thanks, but pretty chill. After that, I went and told all my friends. I was like, oh my God, I've been verified as a top. And then I was watching some porn and I was like, oh, that looks just like that guy I slept with. And then a week later, my friend messaged me and said, how do you know this guy? I've seen that you're Facebook friends. And I said, oh, we met the other week. And he goes, oh, he's a porn star.
Right.
And then I clicked, oh, so it actually was him in the porn. And then obviously I was like, woo, wow. I'm a good top. I got a blue tick from a porn star.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's the only time it's happened. I promise you, I don't normally look at it and go, oh, that looks like Dan.
So when James was touching himself to the thoughts of yours truly.
No.
What were you thinking? I wish you'd just say it. We're all friends here.
What are you talking about?
We're all friends. No,
this is actually quite scary for me to have to admit that to you, because the fear as a gay person is that,
no, I get
a
that.
Straight man will be like, oh, you want to have sex with me, and then like kill you.
Okay, but
fear.
No, I get that. But
I fully have that happening in my head right now. And I know that you're not going to do that, although I don't. Right.
Particularly as I'm finding the whole thing hysterically funny.
I mean, okay, it's nothing. It's not a thing. Have you ever thought about that, about me?
No, but you're not in my...
Never once?
No,
you never thought, oh, what would that be like?
No, because you're not in my...
Realm?
Target market, are you? What I'm saying is you're gay and I'm not. You're gay, yeah, and I'm not.
I know. We know that. That's the name of the podcast.
Like, so that wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen that
right,
way.
Right. I guess
it?
So. But that's really interesting, just seeing it. Like, I mean, I know it's obvious, but.
But it would happen the other way around, which is why I'm asking you and why it's funny.
Well, it's not funny, is it?
Well, it's funny to me.
It's like a natural thought that I can't control.
Yeah.
That I wish I could control.
Well, just tell everyone about it.
I have told you now. But immediately after thinking it, I was like, oh, no, that would be awful, because then this podcast wouldn't be a gay and a non-gay anymore and we wouldn't have a podcast because you'd have become a gay.
If what?
If I slept with you. Oh, my God, please. This is the worst ever. I'm having a meltdown.
So you performed a cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was like, what would we do?
And decided for the sake of the podcast that it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah.
Discounting the fact that A, I would not consent to that. B, Talia would not consent to that happening.
Okay.
And C, I'm not gay.
Number one for non-gays.
I remember the time it happened as well, that I had this thought.
Oh, really?
I remember where we were. We were in the other studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what?
The one where we're really close together. Do you remember?
Yeah. And what? I was like leaning over to adjust the levels.
No, there was nothing particularly sexual about anything. I think I was just probably hungover. So I just had that like hangover horn thing.
Right.
And that was when the sort of risk cost benefit was going on.
Right.
In my head.
What was that exactly? So sorry about how long this episode is, everyone.
Wait, what do you mean what was going through my head?
Just tell me how it went down.
Why do you want to know this?
Because it's funny.
It's not really funny.
What, would you not want to know if it was the other way around?
No, I'd feel really uncomfortable.
I don't feel uncomfortable.
I would feel uncomfortable.
I don't care. If it was a girl, then it would be inappropriate. But
okay.
But you're not a girl.
Yeah, but I am a gay, so it is inappropriate for me.
Well, not really.
It might have zero consequence for you because you're like, whatever, mate. Wee. But like, it does actually. I don't really want to entertain it.
Why?
Because I don't really want to think about that.
But you've already thought about it, so it's too late.
No, but I got rid of it.
Why?
Because I was just like, this is not a good thought. Goodbye.
Why not?
Because I don't want to have sex with you.
Why not?
Because you're my friend.
Well, you have sex.
And you're not gay.
Well,
so I don't fancy you because you're non-gay. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
So did you go home later and...
No.
Are you sure?
I have a question. Why do you think other guys would be so uncomfortable with a gay person admitting that to them?
I don't think, I'm just literally going through my friends in my head. I don't think any of them would be. I think they just think it was hilarious, as I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if Simon was here, have you thought about sleeping with Simon?
No, but I did just think about coming in his beard a minute ago when we were talking about him. True story. I really did think that. It came into my head as soon as we were talking about Simon. Dan, where are you? I can't see you. Because Simon's sort of fair game, isn't he, for me? Like, he's
why?
Because he's not really my friend. He's an associate of you. I love him to bits. He's great. but, like...
Is that a thing? Is that a thing, what? Firstly? Spaffing in people's bits?
I don't know.
You do know, so just tell
me. I mean, it might be.
In the gay world, is that a thing?
I think anything's a thing, isn't it?
It's
not a specific thing. Like, you don't get given a list of options when you come out. Like, oh, here are the things you need to get into.
No, but that's never occurred to me as being any sort of, like, fetish or whatever. But I guess I don't see why it wouldn't be. It's just so weird, such a weird thing to hear.
I'm so sorry.
So
I'm so sorry.
So
this was happening when we were talking, though. It was like a subconscious thought whilst we were talking.
What, during this podcast?
Yeah, during this episode. It just popped into my head.
Which bit of...
I don't remember. Whilst we're talking about your mates, have you never, like, had the wrong thought about someone's, like, girlfriend and been like, oh, no, I can't think about that because I'm in a committed relationship?
Well, yeah.
Right, well, there you go then. So, and it can happen at any time, anywhere, like, with the most inappropriate person ever, right? So, therefore... Why are you giving me such a hard time?
I'm just laughing.
It's not funny.
About you.
I don't want to think about it.
Weirdly explicit sex act
I don't,
with my friend well, that you want yeah, to do.
I don't want to think about having sex with your friend or you anymore. I'm done.
It's a bit filthy. Soz.
I'm really worried that this conversation is now going to get repeated around the world because we have lots of gay and non-gay listeners that listen together. We have loads of friends that are gay and are non-gay, and we always get messages from people being like, oh, me and my mate have these conversations all the time and it's so funny hearing you guys do the same. You know, whether it's about how to have sex as a gay person or what the world is like. And I'm now really concerned that we've triggered the gay consciousness, that we've sent shockwaves across the gay consciousness and that loads of gays are now going to have to tell their non-gay friends that they've spaff one off over them.
So, yeah, basically, the gays and non-gays around the world are going to be repeating this conversation.
Well, I'm just...
But that's not... That's,
I'm
that's,
slightly worried about it because I don't think every single straight person would react the same way as you have.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think some would be freaked out by that.
Okay, so...
And I want to know, as a non-gay, why that is.
It does depend on the context, though, because if you're just
saying
that is a bit weird.
But okay, so say now we had to share a hotel room on tour or something.
Yeah.
Does that not make you feel uncomfortable?
No.
I think it would some guys.
Yeah, but not me, because I know that you're not going to act on that. Because
it also makes me uncomfortable.
It shouldn't do, because I'm saying that it's fine and it's funny and it's like whatever. Yeah, but I appreciate what you're saying, that not everyone is going to react like that.
Yeah.
Maybe if you are also a gay and a non-gay... Maybe...
Please just don't share this episode with anyone.
Maybe just don't have this conversation.
Yeah, I'm so worried, though.
Yeah, I think in most cases, employ the US Army's former policy, I think. Don't ask, don't tell.
Do you think it's a good thing that we've had this conversation? Are we now closer?
I guess so, but not... We're not closer towards that goal, if that's what you're getting at. Believe me.
Find us on your socials at Gay Non-Gay. Listen at gaynongay.com or just search Non-Gay at your fave pod app.